A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. It's from a listener who's trying to figure out how storage and furniture will actually fit into the spaces they rent or own. Not a professional. Just someone who wants to lay out a room to scale and see what works before they start hauling bookshelves around. The squeeze they're feeling is this. On one side, you've got a pile of browser-based room planners that look friendly but turn out to be naggy upsell machines. Watermarks, feature gates, endless pop-ups. On the other side, there's SketchUp, which does the job beautifully but costs hundreds a year for an annual-only license, which is absurd for someone doing an occasional storage planning project. So the question is there a genuinely likable middle ground? Something browser-based, handles real DXF import and export, priced sanely without the Nagware experience, and pleasant enough that you don't hate it by hour two.
This is a great question because it names a real gap. The tools that market themselves to the casual user are almost all designed to extract recurring revenue through frustration, and the tools that respect the user assume you're a professional who'll pay professional prices. The middle is weirdly empty.
The upgrade to export, business model, which is less a business model than a hostage situation.
And DXF support is the specific thing that makes this interesting, because DXF is the lingua franca. It's the format that lets you take a floor plan from one tool, bring it into another, send it to someone who uses actual CAD software, get it back. If a tool locks DXF export behind a paywall, you're not using the tool, you're dating it while it tries to close the sale.
Let's go through the contenders honestly against the four axes. Browser-based, real DXF import and export, same pricing and likable. And I want to know who the worst offenders are.
Let me start with the landscape. The big names in browser-based room planning are Floor Planner, Room Sketcher, Planner 5D, Home by Me, KooHome, SmartDraw, Cedreo, and MagicPlan. There are also browser-based CAD-leaning tools like Onshape, SketchUp for Web, and ArcSight that might thread the needle from the other direction. I went through every one of these and checked current pricing and DXF support, because this stuff shifts.
How many of them actually do DXF?
Almost none of them, at least not in a way that's available to a casual user. Let me go through the ones that matter. Floor Planner. They support DXF import but only on the Pro plan, which is $29 a month or $239 annually. Export is a separate headache. Even on Pro, you can export to DXF, but the free and basic tiers get nothing. The free tier gives you a watermarked image export, and that's it. So you're looking at nearly $240 a year to get DXF in and out. That's not far from SketchUp territory.
Which is exactly the thing the listener is trying to escape.
Room Sketcher. They explicitly say on their help site that they do not support DXF or DWG import at all. Their format is proprietary. You can export a floor plan as an image or a PDF, but not DXF. So they're out on the make or break criterion right away.
What about Planner 5D? That's the one that advertises everywhere.
Planner 5D is interesting because it's pleasant to use. The interface is clean, the catalog is huge, the learning curve is basically zero. But here's the catch. DXF export is only available on the premium plan, which is about $7 a month billed annually, or $10 month to month. And DXF import? Not supported at all. You can import images to trace over, but not actual CAD files. So it's half a solution at best, and the pricing, while not terrible, is still a subscription for something you might use twice a year.
It's the best design Nagware. Pleasant enough that you almost don't mind paying $7 a month for functionality that should arguably be table stakes.
And the upsell is constant but polite. They're not aggressive, they just make sure you always know what you're missing. Home by Me is similar, DXF export is locked behind their premium tier, and the free version is heavily limited on the number of projects and renders. KooHome is the same pattern, free to start, but DXF export requires a paid plan, and the pricing isn't even transparent on their site. You have to contact sales.
The contact us for pricing model, where the price is whatever they think you'll pay.
For a casual user, that's a non-starter. SmartDraw is a bit different. It's a general diagramming tool that does floor plans, and it does support DXF export, but it's $9.95 a month, and the free trial is heavily watermarked. It's also not really a room planner in spirit. It's a business diagramming tool that happens to have a floor plan template. The experience isn't tailored to what the listener wants. Cedreo is explicitly for home builders and remodelers. It does support DXF export, but the pricing starts at about $99 a month. That's professional territory. Magic Plan is interesting because it does DXF export, but it's primarily a mobile app with a web companion, and the DXF export requires a subscription that starts at around $10 a month. It's also heavily oriented toward fieldwork, contractors doing estimates on site, so a lot of the feature set would be irrelevant.
The dedicated room planners are almost universally out on DXF or pricing or both. What about coming at this from the CAD side? You mentioned Onshape.
Onshape is the one that surprised me. It's a full professional-grade parametric CAD system, the kind of thing engineers use to design engines and industrial equipment, but it runs entirely in the browser, and it has a completely free tier. The free tier is free. No watermarks, no feature gates, no nag pop-ups. The catch is that all your documents are public on the free plan. Anyone can view them. For a floor plan of your living room, that's probably fine. For proprietary work, it wouldn't be. But here's the thing, Onshape does real DXF import and export on the free tier. And it's not some stripped-down version of DXF, it's the full thing, because engineers need it.
What's the learning curve like?
It's parametric, CAD. You're sketching on planes, constraining dimensions, extruding features. If you've never used CAD before, you will spend the first several hours just understanding how to navigate. It's not hostile. The documentation is good, but it's a professional tool that assumes you're willing to learn. For someone doing occasional storage planning, it's like using a surgical scalpel to slice bread. It'll work beautifully, but most people will cut themselves.
It's the right answer on paper and the wrong answer in practice. What about SketchUp for Web?
SketchUp for Web is the browser version of SketchUp. The free tier, SketchUp Free, is actually quite capable for basic modeling. You can draw floor plans, model furniture, lay things out to scale, but DXF export is not available on the free tier. You need SketchUp Go, which is about $120 a year, or SketchUp Pro, which is $350 a year. And DXF import is similarly paywalled, so we're right back in the same pricing trap as the desktop version.
Which brings us to the elephant in the room, or the donkey in the room. The listener called it out as the great but too expensive and annual only, Anchor. Is that fair?
It's completely fair. SketchUp Pro is $349 per year. There is no perpetual license anymore. Trimble killed that years ago. There's no monthly option either. It's annual or nothing. For a professional architect or designer, that's a rounding error. For someone who wants to figure out if their couch fits, it's absurd. And the thing is, SketchUp is great. The push-pull modeling paradigm is intuitive. The 3D warehouse has models of basically every piece of IKEA furniture ever made. The community is enormous. But the pricing model says, we don't want your occasional business.
It's the Adobe problem. The tool is excellent. The pricing is a commitment ceremony, and there's nothing in between.
That's why the listener's frustration resonates. The market has bifurcated into free, but will make you miserable, and powerful, but will charge you like a pro. The middle is a ghost town.
What about ArcSight? You mentioned them.
ArcSight is one I had hopes for. It's browser-based, it's designed for floor plans and architectural drafting, and it does support DXF. But here's the thing. ArcSight moved to a subscription model. The free tier is limited to one project. The paid plans start at about $10 a month for the basic tier, and DXF export requires at least the standard plan, which is around $25 a month. For occasional use, that's $300 a year. And you can't buy a single month and export everything. The moment you stop paying, you lose access to the export features, so it's the same subscription trap.
Is there nothing that just costs a reasonable one-time amount and then leaves you alone?
There are a few I want to mention. The first is Sweet Home 3D. Now, this is technically a desktop application. You download and install it. But it runs on Java, so it works on basically everything, and there's also a web version that runs in the browser. The web version is free, open source, no watermarks, no nag screens. And this is important, it supports DXF export natively. you can import floor plans as images and trace over them, and export the result as DXF. The furniture catalog is decent, you can import additional models, and the learning curve is low. Drag furniture from the catalog onto the plan, arrange it, see it in 3D.
That sounds almost exactly like what the listener is asking for. What's the catch?
The web version is slightly less capable than the desktop version. Some features are desktop only, like certain rendering options and plugin support. The interface looks like it's from about 2010, which might bother some people. And DXF import is limited. You can import DXF files as background images, but it's not a full CAD import where you get editable walls and dimensions. For the listener's use case, laying out a room and figuring out what fits, that's probably fine. You're not doing precision engineering. You're placing sofas.
The 2010 interface is almost a feature. It means nothing has changed in the pricing model in 15 years, because there is no pricing model.
Sweet Home 3D is free and open source. The web version is hosted by the developers and funded by donations. There's no upsell because there's nothing to upsell to. The DXF export is right there in the menu. It's the most honest tool in this entire space.
That's rare. A tool that just does the thing and doesn't try to convert you.
The other one I want to mention is LibreCAD. It's a free, open-source 2D CAD application, again, desktop, but it runs on everything. It does DXF natively because DXF is its native format. It's basically an AutoCAD clone for 2D drafting. If the listener is comfortable with traditional CAD, drawing lines, setting dimensions, working with layers, it's extremely capable and completely free. But it's not a room planner. There's no furniture catalog, no 3D view, no drag and drop. You're drawing rectangles and labeling them couch.
It's powerful, but joyless. A tool for people who already know exactly what they want and just need to draft it.
And that's the spectrum we're dealing with. On one end, the room planners that hold your hand but pick your pocket. On the other, the CAD tools that respect your intelligence but offer no warmth whatsoever. Sweet Home 3D is the closest thing to a middle ground I can find. It's got the catalog and the ease of use of a room planner with the open, honest DXF support of a CAD tool.
The listener specifically said, browser-based. Sweet Home 3D has a web version, but you said it's slightly limited. What's actually missing in the web version?
The web version can't import furniture models from external files, so you're limited to the built-in catalog and what's available through the online library. The desktop version lets you import OBJ, DAE, and other 3D model formats for custom furniture. The web version also can't use plugins, and there are some plugins that add useful features, like the ability to generate detailed dimensions automatically or export to additional formats. But for the core use case of laying out a room with standard furniture and exporting to DXF, the web version does the job.
It actually exports real DXF, not some stripped-down version.
I verified this. The export produces a standard DXF file that opens correctly in AutoCAD, LibreCAD, Fusion 360, and other DXF-compatible tools. It's not a locked-down teaser format. The walls, dimensions, and furniture placements all come through.
If I'm scoring this against the four axes, browser-based check, with the caveat that the web version exists and works. DXF import and export. Export is solid, import is basic, but functional. Pricing literally cannot be beaten because it's free. Likeable. The interface is dated but uncluttered, and there's no upsell friction. That's 3.5 out of 4.
I'd give it 4. The DXF import limitation is real, but for the use case the listener described, someone who wants to lay out a room to scale and see what fits, importing a DXF as a precise background to trace over is actually the right workflow. You're not editing the CAD file, you're using it as a reference.
What about the runner-up? If someone wants something more polished and is willing to pay a bit, but not SketchUp money?
The honest answer is that there isn't a great runner-up that hits all four criteria, but if I had to name the least bad compromise, it would be Planner 5D. It's pleasant to use. The browser experience is smooth. The furniture catalog is enormous and well-organized, and the pricing, about $7 a month billed annually, is not outrageous. The problem is, DXF, you get export on the premium tier, but no import. So if the listener's workflow is, I have a DXF of my apartment from the landlord, and I want to import it and arrange furniture, Planner 5D doesn't work. If the workflow is, I want to draw my room from scratch, arrange furniture, and export a DXF to share with someone, it works.
It's half the DXF equation, and the listener was clear that both import and export matter.
And that's why it's the runner-up with an asterisk. If DXF import isn't actually critical, if the listener just needs to draw rooms and export results, Planner 5D is the most polished option that doesn't treat you like a wallet with legs. But if import matters, Planner 5D is out.
What about the naggiest offenders? You mentioned some tools are aggressive with the upsell. Who's the worst?
Room Sketcher is pretty bad about this. The free tier gives you a heavily watermarked output, and the feature gates are everywhere. You can't access the full furniture catalog. You can't export at reasonable resolution. You can't generate 3D photos without paying. And the pricing isn't even cheap. Their pro plan is about $50 a year, and the top tier is $100. For a tool that doesn't even do DXF, HomeByMe is similar. The free tier limits you to 3 projects total, and the renders are watermarked. The upsell prompts are frequent and positioned at exactly the moments you're most invested in what you're building.
You're 3 hours in, and now we ask for money. Model.
It's the mobile game monetization strategy applied to productivity software. Get you committed, then charge you to finish. Kuhum is particularly egregious because they don't even tell you the price. You have to contact sales, and the free tier is essentially a demo. SmartDraw gives you a 7-day trial, and then it's $10 a month. And the trial output is so heavily watermarked, it's unusable for anything except deciding whether to pay.
The listener's instinct was right. The browser-based room planner market is a minefield of dark patterns, and the one honest tool in the space is the open-source one that nobody's marketing to you.
It's a pattern we see in a lot of software categories. The tools with the biggest marketing budgets are the ones that need to extract the most revenue from you. The tools that just do the job quietly don't have the budget to show up in your search results. Sweet Home 3D has been around since 2006, 20 years, and it's still actively maintained, still free, still does exactly what it says on the tin. But you won't find it at the top of a Google search for Room Planner because there's no ad budget behind it.
It's the floor planning equivalent of the lo-fi girl, quietly doing the work while everyone else is screaming for attention.
That's a perfect comparison. And speaking of quiet tools, I should mention that if someone is willing to step slightly outside the browser requirement, there's also a tool called SolveSpace. It's a free, open-source, parametric 3D CAD tool, tiny, like 6 megabytes, that does excellent DXF export. It's even more technical than LibreCAD, but it's astonishingly capable for its size. Not a room planner at all, but worth knowing about if you ever need a free tool that speaks DXF natively.
In 2026, that's practically a text file.
The entire application is smaller than a single photo from a modern phone. And it does constraint-based parametric modeling. It's a miracle of software engineering, but it's not what the listener is looking for.
Let's land this. If I'm the listener, I've got a room I need to plan. I want to work in the browser. I need DXF. I don't want to be nagged. And I don't want to pay SketchUp money. What do I do?
You use Sweet Home 3D in the browser. It's at sweethome3d.com. There's a start button that launches the web version immediately. You can draw your room to scale by entering dimensions, or you can import a floor plan image or a DXF as a background and trace over it. You drag furniture from the catalog into the room, arrange it, switch to 3D view to see how it looks, and when you're done, you export to DXF from the menu. No account required, no watermark, no upsell, no subscription. It just works.
If the web version's limitations become annoying, you want custom furniture models or plugins. You install the desktop version, which is also free, and your files work in both.
The file format is the same. You can start in the browser, move to desktop if you need more power, and never pay a cent. It's the closest thing to a middle ground tool that hits all 4 of the listener's criteria.
What about the runner-up for someone who tries Sweet Home 3D and just can't get past the interface?
If the interface is a deal-breaker and DXF import isn't critical, Planner 5D is the next best thing. It's polished, it's pleasant, the catalog is fantastic, and at $7 a month, it's not going to ruin anyone. But you're accepting that DXF is export-only and that you're paying a subscription for something you might use twice a year. If DXF import does matter and the interface is a deal-breaker, the honest answer is that there isn't a good option. You're choosing between SketchUp Go at $120 a year, which does everything but costs too much for occasional use, or accepting the limitations of the free tools.
SketchUp Go. That's the browser version with DXF support.
SketchUp Go is the paid browser tier. It includes DXF import and export, the 3D warehouse, and all the core modeling tools. It's $120 a year, billed annually. It's not SketchUp Pro money, but it's still an annual commitment for something the listener might use for one weekend project and then not touch for 18 months.
The listener's original prompt named SketchUp's annual-only model as exactly the thing they're trying to avoid. So, even Go is probably not the answer.
And that's the thing. The listener's framing was specific and well-reasoned. They know what they want, they know what they're trying to avoid, and they're asking whether the market has produced a reasonable option. The answer is yes, but it's not the one that's being advertised to them.
It never is. And now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1810s, a British expedition to what is now Somaliland brought with them a sophisticated mechanical difference engine designed to compute navigational tables automatically. The device was lost when the ship carrying it ran aground near Berbera. Had it survived, mechanical computing might have advanced decades earlier. Instead, the engine's brass gears spent 2 centuries under sand and salt water, and the expedition's commander described the loss as a wound to the intellect of the age.
A wound to the intellect of the age. That's quite a phrase for a box of gears. To wrap this up, the tool the listener is looking for exists, but it's not in the ads. Sweet Home 3D in the browser handles DXF export, costs nothing, doesn't nag, and is pleasant once you get past the dated interface. Planner 5D is the polished runner-up if you can live without DXF import. And the broader lesson here is that the floor planning software market has a hollow middle. It's either free and open or expensive and professional, with almost nothing in between that's both capable and honest.
If I had one forward-looking thought, it's that the rise of browser-based CAD, Onshape, ArcSight, even SketchUp for web, suggests the web platform is finally capable of handling real engineering work. The tools are getting better. The question is whether anyone will build a tool that combines the ease of a room planner with the honesty of open-source CAD at a price that respects the casual user. The market is there. Someone just needs to serve it.
Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flemingtop. This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or on Spotify. We're back next time.
See you then.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.